أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صرفنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل فأبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 89 to ayah 93 of surah Bani Israel. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the previous verse Allah spoke about the miraculous aspect of the Quran, that even if the whole of man and the whole of jinn, all of them come together from the beginning to the end, they will not be able to produce the likes of this Qur'an. Now Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَصَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Certainly, we had explained in the Qur'an for mankind every kind of example. On the one hand, we look at the examples in itself in the Qur'an, we will find par excellence. Every aspect of the human life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes in the Qur'an, and by that Allah ta'ala has given guidance. The first people that heard this Qur'an was obviously the Ahl-e Makkah, the people of Makkah. Those that accepted, the Sahaba, they became close to Allah ta'ala. But Allah says, فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. Most of mankind had denied, most of mankind did not accept, illa kufura, except that they had disbelieved in this Qur'an. There was a denial and there was also disbelief. Denial that they did not believe that this is the Qur'an of Allah, they denied that, and kufr in their hearts, the rejection of Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Qur'an. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about some very absurd demands that the Quraysh had made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. They said, we will never bring iman in you. حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. Until you are able to create a fountain that gushes out from the ground. In other narrations, it has been expressed that first they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this land of Makkah is very narrow, it is very constricted, constrained. So move these mountains of Makkah so that Makkah will become a place that is expanded, it will be easier for us to stay. And then create for us, the situation where you can bring out these waters from the grounds of Makkah, barren land, and then it will become conducive to agriculture, and in that way we will be able to cultivate the land. Then they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ. That you are living in Makkah, look at your situation. In certain hadiths, in certain narrations, they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if it is wealth that you are looking for, then we will give you all the wealth of Arabia and you will become the richest person. If it is sovereignty, kingdom that you are looking for, then together we will all agree and you will get the kingdom of the entire land. And wa na'udhu billah, if you feel that you are an insane person, a bewitched person, then tell us, we will bring all, whatever treatment is available, we will bring all of that to you. But look at your condition, that now we will only believe and we will only accept that if you have orchards, gardens, min nakhilin, of date orchards, wa inabin, and that of grape vines, فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا, and in between all of this are rivers that flow out and gush out from the ground. That is what you're supposed to have. Become that, possess that, then we will bring iman. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Like how you would always say that if Allah wishes, then a piece of the earth, a sky would come down crushing onto the earth. So let that piece or pieces of the sky come crushing onto the earth. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or that Allah and the angels come right in front of us. And of course, then they allude to the fact that you are the Nabi of Allah. In other words, Allah must come to us. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Or for your personal self, that you have a house that is made of gold. At this point, in one of the narrations, they've completed their discussion with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all of this on the basis of refutation and a mockery for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His own cousin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's own cousin, then said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all these demands they are making, if you can't bring that, then go up to the sky. Take a ladder and go up to the sky. And from there, come with a book, an angel, and a written script that says that you are the Nabi of Allah. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you climb up and you ascend to the sky. And remember, this is Surah Bani Israel. The Surah began with the Mi'raj. When that happened, they didn't accept that. They didn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said it's a mad person that he's speaking, wa na'udhu billah, it can never happen. But now these are the demands that they make to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walan nu'mina li ruqiyyika, and we will never believe in your ascending up to the skies, hatta tunazzila alaina kitaban naqra'u, until you send down to us a book which we read, that you are the messenger of Allah. All of this has been said. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What response should Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give? What should be the response? Qul subhana rabbi. Say, my Allah is most glorious. My Allah is free of every fault. In other words, all of this is within the capability and the capacity of Allah. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرَ الرَّسُولَ. I am a human that has been sent as a Rasul. Whatever your demands are, is not in my hands. That is in the control and in the qudrat of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.